Well, as I mentioned this morning, tonight and Lord willing, next Sunday evening, we're going to be studying this matter of giving and receiving criticism. Giving and receiving criticism. It might be helpful for you to know how is it that pastors come up with what they plan to lead our church family in studying from the Word of God? And frankly, there's a variety of answers to that question. It's not a simple one. Generally speaking, as we're planning out long-range series, we try to get together as a group of pastors and sometimes pastors and deacons and just try to answer the question, what do we think we need right now? Where are we as a congregation? What are the opportunities that are out there? What are our strengths? What are our weaknesses? And what do we especially need to be working on from a preaching series perspective? And so many times we answer that question from that particular perspective. However, every so often I read something, and I do like to read. My family tell you that's one of my passions, and I do enjoy reading, and I often have something in my hand, even while I'm doing something else at the same time. But every so often, I read something that is, so helpful, or many times, frankly, so convicting, that I say something like, I need to find a place in the preaching schedule for us to study that together as a church family. And that really is our case tonight. This past summer, I had the opportunity to read an article in the Journal of Biblical Counseling entitled The Cross and Criticism by a gentleman named Alfred Poirier. And you'll hear me refer to that article on a number of occasions tonight, but it really challenged me. In fact, honestly, it convicted me terribly. And when I found out that Pastor Dutton was going to be gone for a couple of Sunday nights and I would have an opportunity to speak for these two Sunday nights together, it just gave a natural opportunity for us to work on this particular topic. Now, I also want to begin our time by saying something that I assume is a given, but frankly, it's not bad to repeat it from time to time. If I or any other pastor had to be perfectly applying something before we were qualified to speak on it, there wouldn't be much we'd be speaking on, all right? You understand that. We're all just growing. It's not that everyone north of the pulpit needs to grow, but everyone south of the pulpit is fine. That's certainly not the case, and that is certainly true of this particular topic. I have no trouble going on record publicly as saying, I believe that the reason this particular article impacted me the way that it did is because I know that I've got a lot of work to do in this area. So as we're going through this in the next couple of weeks, you might say, you know, Pastor Viers needs to work on this too. Well, I just want to say publicly before we get going on this, I am painfully aware of that, possibly even more so than you might be. And so we're all growing together. And on this particular topic, I think when we're done talking about it, we'll all stand in line together and say, Lord, please give us your grace. Please give us your mercy. And can we individually and can we corporately get to a better place on this particular topic? Now, let's begin just by defining what it is that we're talking about this or what we're talking about. We'll hone it as we go. But let's just define criticism first of all. Poirier gives an interesting definition of criticism when he says it this way. Criticism is any judgment made about you by another which declares that you fall short of a particular standard. Any judgment made about you by another which declares that you fall short of a particular standard. Now, we could also reword that, and it would need to be reworded when we shift into talking about times that you would need to give criticism. But I think it might be wise for us to start in this particular vein. Any judgment made about you by another which declares that you fall short of a particular standard. Now, one of the things that I like about that particular definition is that it's general enough to include a number of different categories. For example, it does not speak to the matter of whether or not the judgment is fair. So the idea of just criticism and unjust criticism both fit under this particular definition. It also does not speak to the matter of whether or not the standard that was used is a reasonable one. And I'm glad that it doesn't. It also doesn't say anything about the tone of voice or the timing. Because frankly, it's possible for criticism to be right in content, but wrong in process. All of that would be under this particular heading. Now we're going to try to ferret this out as we go along. But we purposely want to begin with a very broad definition so we can bring as many situations that would be called criticism under this particular heading as possible. Now, I told you this morning that we were going to do a little talking about this just to kind of get our minds going. Now, understand, I'm not wanting you to answer from your particular perspective. I'm not wanting you to lay out all your dirty laundry here. That's not the point. So answer for the person sitting next to you, okay? But I would like us to begin just thinking about this particular matter. I mean, obviously, can we just be honest? If anybody here tonight said, you know, Pastor Ross, I have no idea what you're talking about. This topic, there's nothing in my mind that would go along with this. It's completely foreign to my experience. No. Let's just get it all out there. Let's all be honest about the fact that this is an area that we all face. And frankly, this is an area that sometimes trips us up, isn't it? Yeah, okay, I got one. Thank you. God bless you. I don't even know where you are, Greg, but I know that's your voice. there you are. God bless you. First question, what kind of things are we often criticized for? A person like you, a person like me is going to be criticized. What are the kinds of things that we're often criticized? Again, not you, but the person sitting next to you. Like what, Will? Okay. That's pretty general, what we do and what we don't do. Thank you, Will. And what kind of things are we criticized for, Jack? Okay, Jack says he has heard through the grapevine that some guys are criticized for not communicating with their wives enough. Thank you for reporting on the behalf of other males. Thank you, Jack. Yes, Jan? Okay, criticized for one's female point of view and its level of accuracy or not. Other things that we might be criticized for, Joe? Okay, Joe is talking about being criticized for not keeping one's commitments. I said I was going to be somewhere, I said I was going to do something, and I didn't get it done. And what else would you say? We're criticized for what kind of things, Matt? Yeah, Matt's talking about being criticized for the way we communicate, either the tones or the content, the mannerisms. So oftentimes we are criticized because of that. What's something else that we're criticized for, Bruce? Yeah, our indifference. We don't seem to be interested. We're not paying attention. The newspaper is more important than the person who's speaking to us, and so that results in our being criticized. Dave? Yeah, we did it. We just didn't do it the way someone else in our life thought we should have done it, and so that results in not a pat on the back, really appreciated, great job, but something other than that. Hey, what else? We're criticized for what? Yes? Okay, our parents criticize us for something. Good. What else? Or bad? Yes. Okay, we're criticized for being too tall or too short. And so all kinds of body features that we end up getting criticized for. What else, Tuffy? Okay, criticized for thinking that we know it all. What else? Criticized for... Okay, criticized for criticizing others. You're too critical. You can't win, can you? Any other categories come to your mind, Jim? Okay, you're criticized for not taking criticism, yeah. What else? Steve? Okay, not conforming to the people around you, not being like them. Any other categories come to your mind? Yes. Okay, is someone else believing your motives are wrong, and so you're criticized for having the wrong motives? Apparently they believe they can read your mind. Good. Bob? Okay, criticized for political opinions. You're not politically correct, or you disagree with whatever that person might think is true politically. Mary Ellen? Oh, there you go. Yeah. Well, I love that one, being someone who does public speaking. Criticized for one's grammar or diction. I'm not even sure I know what diction is, but it sounds intimidating. Okay, criticized for the way we speak. Is that Jamie back there? Okay, criticized on the job, for the way we performed our job or didn't perform our job. So would you agree with me? It's an amazing list. Margaret, you want to add one more? Margaret talked about when you're the passenger, it's pretty easy to criticize the driver of the car. We probably ought not to even go there because, well, that is worthy of an evening all in itself. But okay, you agree with me, it's an amazing list, the number of different things that we can be criticized for. Now, this one might be a little harder. But what are some of the forms that criticism comes in? What does it look like? What does it sound like? What are the forms that criticism comes in?